I'm joined here by the Donegal under 20 manager, Sean Paul Barrett. Sean Paul, a good victory over Cavan in Breffni Park, a very strong first half. Cavan came back at you in the second half. What was your reading of it out there?
Yeah, listen, it was a very tight game. We played well in the first half. We created a good few scoring chances, and we took the scoring chances. Like, we were supposed to be very fortuitous in a goal. High ball went in, and the kind of keeper dropped in his own, gave us a wee bit of a cushion. We said at half time, this game is far from over. Up in Breffni Park, it's always going to be difficult. Cavan, obviously very hungry, very proud, and they came at it and they really put it up to us in the second half. They worked really hard. We knew that's what was going to happen. But thankfully they showed great resilience and got a few scores at the end to just push on again.
Yeah, some awesome play at times in the first half. You're getting the ball in early. Carl Joseph Malloy kicked a couple of points. Paddy McLeod kicked a couple of points. You got a lovely goal from Senan Carr. You must have been very good or very impressed with how that side of things played out in the first half.
Well, listen, we're working them the last, I think it's 13 or 14 weeks. We know what they're made of. We know what they can do. We know when we move the ball. We have a lot of good footballers. We have a lot of confidence in what they can do, a lot of belief in them. When they play football, like they're nice and they're nice to watch. They move the ball very well and they're a good footballer, so yeah, that's what we expected. We're seeing it every night of training.
Yeah, the second half just seemed to be harder for you to get yourselves on, hands on the ball, and Dara Lovett, the Cavan number 15, was sharp in a corner forward, and it took a wee while to get a handle on him.
He's a very good player. We knew that before we started. Like, obviously he's their captain as well, like, you know, and I think he made the scores 6 or 7 points, like, you know, and most of them were frees. But he's a very good player. Every team you play are going to have super players. You look at yourselves, like maybe Luke McGlynn, who's a fabulous player as well. Any team you play are going to have outstanding players, and obviously Cavan have Dara.
Yeah, but you steadied up. You mentioned Luke McGlynn showed real leadership down the home straight. Senan Carr got a nice point, and you know they did what they had to get the victory and get that first day one.
I suppose maybe we'd be disappointed because we gave away the ball a good bit in the second half, you know, and maybe trying to put in balls that maybe weren't on, and we should have held on to it a wee bit more and moved it through the hands a wee bit more. But listen, we're very happy with it, to get out of here with a victory in our first game, and we're looking forward to the next game now against Fermanagh.
Yeah, Sean Martin, who played in the McKenna Cup for Donegal, came off the bench. We had Cian McMenamin from Termon on the bench, who Cian hasn't played much football, missed the whole school season, so good to see him back. Sean Ward was injured. Are you hoping to have any of those back for the next game?
Yes. Listen, both Sean and Cian are just back into us. Both of them were carrying injuries. Cian had a long-term injury there. Thankfully, he's back this last couple of weeks, and he's trying to get up to speed with the running. He's not 100% yet. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, he will be. And the same with Sean Martin. Sean had a couple of niggles. Both of them done fitness tests, and they were deemed good enough to be in the panel today. They're two fabulous players, but obviously there's other players to come in too. Like we lost Callum McRae at the weekend playing for the Abbey. So hopefully he'll be back in a couple of weeks. And Sean Ward as well is out injured at the minute. And Sean McMenamin has just got the all clear to come back in and train. And so listen, we're looking forward to it now. There's competition for places. They're a good bunch of lads. And listen, we need to push on.
Yeah, you've 2 weeks until your next game. You'll put them through their paces and get them primed and ready for that home tie.
Listen, we need to pick it up and we need to push on again. We need to see whoever got picked up knocks tonight. Like Niall, who unfortunately lost our full back there today. Niall's been super for us, and he pulled up a bit of an injury. So hopefully it won't be too serious. Hopefully it won't be too long. But we'll have to get the medics to have a look at him anyway.